我们已经结束了第一个季度的系列。
We have finished the series in the first season.
我们今天是第二个季度的第一次的主日。
And this is the first Sunday in the following season.
我们要开始一个新的系列。
We are to start on a new series.
我们在这里看是我们今天的经文是在约翰一书的一章一到四节。
And the passage that we're reading today is from the Epistle of 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 through 4.
约翰一书的背景是我们首先要介绍一下约翰一书的背景。
And so for, we have to introduce the background of the epistle of 1 John.
我们知道约翰一书、约翰二书、约翰三书都是使徒约翰所写的书信。
We know that the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, the epistles of John are written by the apostle John.
约翰一书大概是在公元85年到95年之间所写的。
And 1st John was written around 85 to 95 AD.
也就是说它是写在约翰福音的之后，但是在启示录的前面。
That is to say, it's after the Gospel of John, but before the Book of Revelation.
那公元八十五年的是什么时候呢
？And what is this time during AD 85?
我们知道耶稣基督在世上的时候，大概是在公元三十多年的时候。
We know that when Jesus was on earth, it was around AD 30.
那公元八十五年到九十五年的时候，约翰大概已经是七十岁到八十多岁了。
So in AD 85 to 95, John is around 70 years old.
50年过去了，他可能是七八十岁的样子。
So 50 years have passed, he's around 70 to 80 years old.
那么约翰写这卷书的他的对象是在教会里面的弟兄姐妹，是所有信主的弟兄姐妹。
So the audience of this epistle is to all the brothers and sisters in the church.
那约翰写这卷书的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of this epistle?
我们知道就是后来在初期教会的时候有一种异端叫诺斯底主义，对不对？
We know that towards the end of first century, there's this heresy called Gnosticism.
在约翰在写约翰一书的时候，诺斯底主义已经在教会里面有这样的苗头。
So when John wrote this epistle, the Gnosticism was coming into the church.
那诺斯底主义教导什么呢？
What does this Gnostics teach?
诺斯底主义告诉我们说，这个肉体是 evil 的，肉体是不好的。
They taught that the body matter is the physical matter is evil.
只有这个 spirit 是好的。
Only the spiritual matter is good.
那诺斯底主义又教导我们说，就是我们的救恩，我们被拯救，是因为我们能够知道一些特殊的知识，一个 secret knowledge.
And the Gnostics also teach that we can be saved because of a special mysterious knowledge.
因为诺斯底主义教导就是说，这个物质的东西是不好的，只有spirit 是好的，所以这样就导致在这个道德上有两种的结果。
And so, because the Gnostics teach that the materials are evil while the spiritual is good, there is two kinds of extremes that they taught.
第一种结果是因为这个肉体是不好的，所以我们对肉体要非常的苛刻，我们要鞭策我们的肉体，所以这样就导致了苦修主义的那个。
So one extreme, because matter is evil, we have to be very strict with our body and discipline, and so it breeds asceticism.
所以我们也必须要非常苛刻的对待我们的肉体，这样我们才能够得救。
We have to be very strict and disciplined with our body, and in that way we can be saved.
所以这样就导致律法主义。
And it brings to legalism.
那么第二点呢，就是说，因为诺斯主义强调，就是说，这个物质的东西是无关紧要的，重要的东西是属灵的东西，对不对
？And so the other extreme, because the Gnostic says that the material things doesn't matter, but the spiritual things matter.
所以这就导致另外一个结果，另外一个结果是什么？就是说，因为这个物质的东西是无关紧要的，所以我们这肉体的东西，我们可以随意放纵我们肉体的私欲，它不影响我们的救恩。
So the other extreme is that they can be licentious about the physical things that it doesn't concern the salvation.
所以就导致了道德上的败坏。
It leads to all kinds of moral corruption.
所以我们看到这个诺斯底主义导致两种极端，一种是苦修主义，一种是律法主义，严格律法主义，另外一种是道德上的沦丧败坏。
And so Gnosticism leads to two extremes. One is extreme legalism, the other one is to licentiousness.
诺斯底主义告诉我们说，你们要得救，所以你们必须要就有一种，你们要知道这种秘密的知识才能够得救。
And Gnostic says that if you want to be saved, you must have this secret special knowledge.
所以约翰写这约翰一书的时候，他一个方面是为了驳斥这种错误的教导。
So when John wrote this epistle, on one hand, he wants to rebuke this heresy.
另一种方面要告诉这个信徒们什么才是真正的救恩，什么才是真正的生命之道。
And the other aspect is to tell the believers what is true salvation and what is this true way of life.
这样好让信徒们有得救的确据。
So that the believers can have assurance of their salvation.
所以我们看约翰一书的一章一到四节。
So let's look at chapter 1 of 1 John verses 1 through 4.
我们一起来读，我们还是用起音的方式来读。我来读单数节，大家读双数节。
We can read it in a responsive manner. I'll read the odd verses and you the even.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was the Father, and was made manifest to us.
我们将所看见、所听见传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主啊，我们感谢赞美你，我们感谢你，真的是让我们能够认识这生命之道。
Oh Lord, Father, we give thanks to you that we may come to know this word of life.
主啊，我们真的是感谢你，我们也把我们今天我们这讲台的信息仰望交托在你的手中。主啊，愿你与我们同在。
We give thanks to you as well. We commit this sermon into your hands. We pray that Lord, you will be with us.
愿你的圣灵来帮助孩子，来高牧孩子，使孩子能够放胆的、忠心的传讲你的话语。
May your spirit be with the speaker so that he can preach your word faithfully and courageously.
愿你的圣灵也在我们弟兄姐妹的心里面动工，主啊，给我们一个谦卑的心，一个受教的心。
And may your spirit be in the hearts of the brothers and sisters so that they can have a teachable heart and a humble heart.
让我们知道我们来这里是为了敬拜你。
So that we may know that we come here to worship you.
愿你在我们当中居首位掌王权。
May you be high and lifted up.
愿你祝福你的话语，这样的祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We bless your word, Lord. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 谢谢。好，我们这边讲到的题目是生命之道，到底什么是生命之道？
And so today the topic of our message is the word of life. What is this word of life?
那的使徒约翰在这里说，论到这从起初原有的生命之道。
And so Apostle John here says concerning the word of life which was from the beginning.
所以这生命之道从起初就是有的。
This word of life was from the beginning.
然后第二节里面又说，这生命之道已经显现出来。
And verse 2 says the life was made manifest.
已经显现出来，也就是说你们都能够看得见的。
And that is to say that it has been manifested and you can see it.
然后又说这生命之道原是与父同在。
And then it says that it was with the Father.
是与天父与上帝同在的。
And this word of life was with the Father, with him.
最后他说这生命之道可以给我们永远的生命。
And finally he says that this word of life can give us eternal life.
永远的生命。
Eternal life.
所以我们在这看到这个什么是生命之道，生命之道这里约翰讲到有三点。
So what is this word of life? Here Apostle John gives us three points.
第一点就是从起初原有的。
The first point is that it was from the beginning.
所以第二点是原与父同在。
Second, it was with the Father.
第三点就是说他赐给永远的生命。
And third, he gives eternal life.
首先第一点从起初原有的。
So the first point was from the very beginning.
在这大山未曾造成之前，在这个天地未曾造成之前，这个生命之道就有了。
So before the heavens and the earth was formed, before these mountains was formed, this word was there.
这生命之道就存在在那里。
This word is already there.
在那个箴言书的八章二十四到二十六节是这么说的。
In Proverbs 8:24-26 is in this way.
在二十四节说，在没有深渊，在还没有大水的泉源，我已经生出。这个我指的是什么？我指的就是智慧，就是生命之道。
And so when there was no depths, when there were no springs abounding with water, I was brought forth. This I refers to wisdom, to the word of life.
所以在这个深渊还没有的时候，在大水的泉眼还没有的时候，生命之道就已经存在了。
So before there were any depths or springs abounding with water, this word of life was there.
在二十五节说，大山未曾奠定，小山未有之先，我已经生出。
Verse 25, before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth.
所以说在这有这个世界上有大山小山之前，生命之道就已经在那里了。
Before there was mountains and hills on this earth, the word of life was already there.
然后在二十六节又说，在耶和华还没有创造这个大地和田野，并世上的土质的时候，我已经生出。
Verse 26, before he had made the earth with its fields or the first of the dust of the world, I was brought forth.
所以总的来说，在这个宇宙没有创造之前，在这个天地还没有创造之前，生命之道就已经在那里了。
So before the heavens were formed, even the universe before it was built, the word of life was there.
那什么是生命之道？
What is this word of life?
然后第二点，约翰又讲到生命之道原与父同在。
And second point is John says that the word of life was with the Father.
就是原与天父同在。
He was with the Heavenly Father.
我们知道在约翰的福音的第一章里面讲的是什么？太初有道，道与神同在，这道就是神。
And we know that in the Gospel of John, the very first chapter, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the Father, and the Word was God.
所以太初有的那个道就是生命之道，这生命之道与神同在，这生命之道就是神。
And in the beginning it was this Word, and the Word was with the Father, and the Word was God.
然后在腓立比书的二章六节，保罗在那里说，他本有神的形象，他原来是有神的形象，与神同等的。
And in Philippians chapter 2, Paul says that he has the form of God, he is equal with God.
也就是说这个生命之道它是有神的形象，它本来是与神同等的。
And that is to say this word of God is in the form of God, he is equal with God.
所以我们知道这生命之道它是原与父同在，它就是那三位一体上帝的圣父、圣子、圣灵的圣子。
And we know that this word of life is with the Father at the very beginning, he is the second person of the triune God, the Son of God.
所以它有神的形象，它是与神同等的。
He has the form of God and is equal with God.
然后在约翰福音里面又说，万物是借着他所造的，所有的一切都是借着他所造的。
And in John, it continues to say that all things are created through him, and all things were made through him.
所以在未有万物之前，在未有这个世界之前，生命之道已经在那里了。
So before the heavens and the earth, the word of life was already there.
我们知道，我们中国人，中国的道家有一句话说，道生万物，对不对
？And we know that in Taoism, there is this phrase that says that Tao breeds everything.
所以就是说道生万物，也就是通过道然后有了这个世界，有了所有的一切。
And that is true, Tao, all things comes from it, and the world comes from this Tao.
所以我们中国的文化我们也看到一些真理。
And we know that in this culture of Chinese culture, we see a certain tinge of truth.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，万物是借着他所造的，是所有的一切包括这个世界都是从他而来的。
The Bible tells us that all things is made through the word, and all things in heavens and earth is created through him.
所以我们在这里看到中国文化的道家的思想和这个圣经说有很多有一些相同的地方。
So there is some similarity between this Taoism thinking and the Bible's teaching.
但是这个不同的地方在哪里呢？
But what's the difference?
中国的道家的道是一个没有生命的、没有感情的、没有意志的一个道。
And the word, the Tao in Taoism is something that's very impersonal. There's no emotions and no relationships.
它不是一个人。
He's not a person.
中国的道是一个大道无情的道。
And this Tao in Chinese culture is one that is passionless.
所以毛泽东说，天若有情天亦老，人间正道是沧桑，对不对？
So Mao Zedong has this phrase which I don't know how to...
所以这个意思就是说这个道是没有情感的。
That is to say that this Tao has no passion.
但我们知道我们的圣经里面生命之道这个道它不是没有情感的，它是有情感的，它是一个人。
But we know that this word of life in the Bible is a person. He has emotions. He is a person.
他是三位一体的上帝的圣父、圣子、圣灵里面的圣子。
And he is the Son of God, the second person of the triune God.
第三点，这个生命之道它是能够带给我们永远的生命。
And this third point is that the word of life can give us eternal life.
我们知道这个圣子道成肉身然后住在我们的当中，对不对？
We know that the Son of God was incarnated and he lives among us.
我们知道在伊甸园里面的时候，在伊甸园里面的时候就有一棵生命树。
And in the Garden of Eden, remember there is this tree of life.
当亚当和夏娃吃了善恶果树的果子的时候，神对亚当夏娃说，他说要把他们赶出去，免得他们吃生命树的果子，他们就永远不死。
And when Adam and Eve has tasted the fruit, tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they were chased out of the garden so that they would not taste the fruit of the tree of life.
所以在人类最开始的时候，这个生命之道就已经在伊甸园里面了。
So at this very beginning of human history, this word of life is already there in the Garden of Eden.
那我们看到在启示录里面，当这个新天新地的时候，新天新地来临的时候，我们看到在启示录里面有一棵生命树在那里。
And in the Revelation, as the new heavens and new earth is there, we see the tree of life again in the image there.
所以在最后，我们所有的信徒，最后我们要重新能够回到那个生命之道那里。
So at the end, at the final ultimate end, we can once again go back to this way of life.
我们知道这生命之道就是耶稣基督。
We know that this way of life is Jesus Christ.
他是一个有位格的一个人，他是一个有感情的，有这个有喜好的。
He's a personal God with passions and emotions.
所以这就是生命之道。
This is the word of life.
我们每一个人被创造，我们的心里面，我们内心的深处，我们被创造的时候，我们有一个追求永生的本能。
And every one of us, when we are created, we have this longing and this desire for eternity.
所以我们知道埃及的法老，在他埃及的法老在他征服了这个世界之后，他要做什么事情？
And you know that for Pharaoh, after he's conquered the world, do you know what he wanted to do?
然后在他死的时候，他要把他自己的尸体做成一个木乃伊，对不对
？When he dies, he wants to mummify himself.
然后要让人把他尸体泡在那个药水里面，然后把他内脏拿出来，然后泡在这个药水里面，装在这个罐子里面。
Have to soak in all kinds of medicine, take out his innards and put it into these bottles.
然后最后用布把这个全身裹起来。
And to wrap himself up with cloth.
他为什么要把自己做成木乃伊呢
？Why does he want to mummify himself？
因为他想着将来有一天他复活的时候，他可以，他盼望着那个有那个永远的生命，对不对
？Because he's looking forward towards a time when he will be resurrected to have an eternal life。
我们知道我们中国的第一个位皇帝是秦始皇的。
And we know that our first emperor in China is Emperor Qin。
但秦始皇他统一六国之后，他要做什么事情呢
？What do you want to do after united the kingdom？
所以他派那个道士，那个叫徐田是吧？徐福，派道士徐福带了500个童男，500个童女，然后到海外要寻找那个蓬莱仙岛。
And so this he sent this Xu Fu with 500 virgin boys and girls to look for this eternal life。
他期望徐福能够给他带回来永生之道。
And so he hopes that this person can bring back this eternal life for him.
所以我们看到这人生最终极的寻求是什么？当他们征服了这个世界，有拥有了所有的东西的时候，他们想要什么
？You see the ultimate desire in their hearts, even when they've conquered the kingdoms, what do they really want in their heart?
永生
，eternal life.
所以人有这个追求永生的本能。
We have this inner desire to want to have eternal life.
人有这个追求生命的本能。
We have this desire to go after life, to want to live.
在美国的有一位作家叫 Jack London， 他有一篇小说叫《热爱生命》。
And there is this novelist, American novelist by the name of Jack London, in his work Love in Life.
然后在这篇小说里面就描写了当时就是说到西部去淘金的那个淘金一位淘金者他的在这个荒野当中求生的过程。
And so this novel talks about a gold digger going to the west and his survival tale.
这个淘金者他跟着他和一大队人然后到西部去淘金。但是因为他的腿受伤，所以他们被他们抛弃。
So this gold digger went with a bunch of them to the west, but because he was injured, they left him, they deserted him.
但是他仍然挣扎着要求生存。
But he was struggling to survive.
那然后又为了生存，他所以在小水沟里面吃那个小水沟里面的鱼虾，也吃过把那个鸟就是连着翅膀也给推下去。
So because of survival, he's trying to feed on anything, even from the streams, and even eat the birds.
然后在荒野里面，最后的时候，他碰到一头狼。
And towards the end of his survival, he met a wolf.
这个狼也饿了很多天。
This wolf was very hungry as well.
所以一个饿了很多天的人和一个饿了很多天的狼。
So this very hungry wolf and a very hungry man.
他们就这样对峙着。
And they were on a standoff.
然后他在等着狼饿死，然后他好吃掉它。
So he was waiting for the wolf to die of hunger so that he can feed on the wolf.
然后这个狼等着他饿死，好吃掉它。
The wolf was doing the same to him.
那最后，他品出他最后的一口力气，然后去咬着狼的脖子，把这个狼的血吸干。
And eventually, with his last breath, he bit on the neck of the wolf.
所以最终，他保存了自己的性命。
So he survived.
说最后，他被人救起来的时候，当别人给他一块面包，他就把这面包抓得紧紧的，说：“你不要把我的面包拿走 ，This is mine.”
Eventually, when he was saved, they gave him a piece of bread, and he held on to it very tightly.
所以我们在这里看到，这小说里面很生动地描写了人对生命的一种渴望。
And so in this novel, it's very vividly describe our desire for life.
那是以为我们被创造的时候，我们就有一个追求永生的本能。
That's because when we're created, we have the desire to live eternally.
秦始皇追求那个生命之道，埃及的法老追求生命之道，很多在历史上很多的人都追求那个永生。
And Emperor Qin and the Pharaoh, they're all looking for eternal life. Many people in this world as well.
但是他们都没有找到。
But they didn't find it.
我们中国的老子，我们中国的孔子，他们也期望能够追求那个生命之道。
And so Confucius and Lao Tzu in the Chinese culture, they're also looking for this eternal life.
但是他们都没有找到。
But they did not find it.
那这生命之道在哪里呢？
Where is this eternal life?
这生命之道今天就在你的眼前。
This word of life is before you today.
就在你的面前。
It's before you today.
如果今天就摆在你的面前，你还不去珍惜它的时候，将来在审判的时候，你还有什么借口？
If it's before you today and you do not appreciate it, what excuses do you have on the final judgment?
在圣经里面，保罗引用《生命记》的30:12-14在说，这生命之道不在天上，也不在海外。
And in Romans, Paul used a quoted Deuteronomy and saying that this word of life is not in heaven, is not overseas.
这个生命之道不在天上，不需要你到天上去把它取下来。
It's not in heaven so that you may go up there and bring it down.
这个生命之道不在海外，不需要你去坐船过海把它取过来。
It's not overseas, you don't have to go far away land to bring it back.
这生命之道在哪里呢？
Where is this word of life?
这生命之道离你很近很近。
And this word of life is very near to you.
这生命之道就在你的口中，就在你的心里。
It is in your mouth and in your heart.
所以这生命之道就在你的眼前，就在你的嘴巴里面，就在你的心里面。
This way of life is right before you, in your mouth and in your heart.
所以今天福音就摆在你的面前，然后这个生死就沉迷在你的面前，这生命之道就在你的面前。
Today the gospel,
你要不要去接受它？
Today the gospel is preached before you. This way of life and way of death is being preached before you, whether you want to accept it or not.
如果这个生命之道在我们的历史上这么多人切切寻求的生命之道，今天就摆在你的面前，但你仍然还拒绝的话，在最后审判的时候，你有什么借口？
If this eternal life, which so many of them are looking for, today is being presented to you, if you reject it, what excuse do you have on the final judgment?
所以我就想起我上次讲过的斯布珍的例子。
So I remember the example that I preached last time on Spurgeon.
斯布珍呢，听到他妈妈为他祷告，他妈妈为他祷告说：“他说主啊，求你让这个孩子悔改。如果他不悔改的话，我所有为他的祷告都成为他的咒诅。”
And Spurgeon heard his mother praying for him. He says that, "Oh Lord, please help this child to repent. Otherwise, my prayer will be a curse to him."
所以今天也是这样，生命之道就在你的面前，就在你的眼前。
Today is the same. This eternal life is before you, right in front of you.
那有很多人把这福音传给你。
Many have preached this gospel to you.
那如果你不接受的话，这些做在你身上所有的工作都成为你的咒诅。
But if you reject it, all that has been done on you will be to your curse.
所有牧师做在你身上的工作，所有长老做在你身上的工作，所有弟兄姐妹做在你身上的工作，在审判的那一天都要成为定你罪的证据。
So all the works that the brothers and sisters, all the works that the pastor has done on you will be your curse on the day of judgment.
那保罗在这里继续啊，约翰在这里继续说，使徒在这里继续说，这生命之道就是我所看见的，我所亲眼看过，我所亲耳听见，亲手摸过的。
And John here continues to say, this word of life is one that I've seen, I've touched with my hands, I've looked upon, and I've heard.
然后我又为他做见证。
And I'm testifying for him.
所以约翰在这里说，这生命之道是我们亲眼看见，亲耳听过，然后亲手摸过的，现在又做见证传给你们。
And he says that this is the word of life is which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon, which we have touched, and we are testifying to you right now.
所以我们在这里看到，这生命之道不是像诺斯底主义所说的那样，是一种很秘密的知识，对不对
？So this eternal way of life is not what the Gnostics say is not a special mysterious knowledge，
而是一种关系。
It is a relationship。
那个约使徒约翰和这生命之道有一种亲密的关系，第一手的关系。
Apostle John has this first-hand relationship with the word of life。
他说是我亲耳所听见的，亲眼看过的，亲手摸过的。
It's something which he has heard, which he has seen with his eyes, which he looked upon and touched。
所以生命之道不是一种知识，而是一种关系。
It's not just knowledge, but a relationship。
而是与我们的主耶稣基督有那一种关系。
It's to have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ。
所以我们今天在教会里面有一种有一种倾向，有一种局势，说就是我们学了神学，我们懂得很多属神的道理，我们的生命就好。
So there is a tendency in the church, perhaps, that if we know a lot, we have learned a lot of theology, then we will have good relationship with our Lord.
但其实不是这样的。
But it's not so.
生命之道不是一种知识，而是一种关系。
Word of life is not a knowledge, but a relationship.
而是我们与我们救主耶稣基督的关系。
It is our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以生命之道不是我们，不是一种知识，好像就是 倚天屠龙记里面的九阳神功或者是乾坤大挪移一样，我们可以去掌握的。
It's not some kind of secret knowledge like those in the novels about these special ways of kung fu that you can manipulate.
不是说你学会了你就超人一等，你就高人一等。
It's not something that once you learn, then you'll be higher than the rest.
而是你要真真实实的花时间要与耶稣基督建立那个关系。
But you are to spend your time to build the relationship with Jesus.
所以我们今天很讽刺的就是说，我们神学院里面，我们教导了很多的知识，但是我们没有。教导我们的学教导神学生如何与耶稣基督建立关系。
So ironically, in the seminary today, many of us have teach much knowledge, but they do not have a relationship.
所以我们在教会里面也有这种趋势。
There is a tendency like this in the church as well.
今天你可能听了很多唐牧师的讲道，你了解了很多关于基督教的知识。
Today, perhaps,
但是你如果与耶稣基督没有那个亲密的关系的话，你还是没有生命之道。
So today, perhaps you have heard many theological sermons by Dr. Tong or so, but if you do not have this relationship with Christ, there's nothing.
生命之道不是一种武功秘诀，你可以去掌握的。
And word of life is not something that you can learn and manipulate.
所以今天在神学院里面，我们的那个学位的叫什么？道学硕士是吧 ？Master of Divinity。
So in the seminary today, we have this degree called Master of Divinity.
什么意思？就是 Master Divinity.
What does it mean, Master of Divinity?
就是 Master Divinity.
That means
就是你掌握那个生命之道。
That is to say, you master the divinity. That is, you manipulate it.
就是我们可以去掌握那个生命之道，我们可以去掌控那个生命之道。
It's as if you master or manipulate this word of life.
但是生命之道不是你能够掌握的。
But word of life is not something that you can master or manipulate.
生命之道是耶稣基督，他是主，他是神。
It is Jesus Christ, he is Lord and God.
是需要我们降服在他的面前，我们需要我们花时间与他建立关系。
It needs us to submit before them to build relationship with him.
所以这是在教会里面的一种趋势，另外一种趋势是走向另外一个极端。
So the other tendency in the church is to go the other extreme.
我们说生命之道，它不仅仅是一种知识啊，它更是一种关系。在这关系里面，又不是没有知识的。
But we say that word of life is not just knowledge, but relationship. But in this relationship, there's knowledge as well.
因为我们在教会里面，我们的教会历史当中，我们看到就是说，很多有知识的人最后走向一种没有生命的地步。
So in the church history, you see that many who have knowledge, they went into a place with no relationship with Christ.
所以很多弟兄姐妹就开始说，这个知识只是让人骄傲，知识与我们的生命没有关系。
So many swing to the other side and say that this knowledge has got nothing to do with us. It only puffs up and gives us pride.
我记得在六年前我开始要来这边读神学的时候，一个教会的弟兄，很爱主的弟兄，就给我说了一句话。
So I remember 6 years ago when I wanted to come here to study in the seminary, a very loving brother told me.
他说你越读神学越没有神。
He says, the more you study theology, the less God you have.
这个意思是什么意思？意思就是说，在很多的弟兄姐妹里面会想，就是说你读了神学，你就会失去神。
And in the concept of these brothers and sisters, many of think that if you study theology, then you will lose God.
所以他有一种反智的倾向，反理性的倾向。
So there is this tendency of anti-intellectualism.
但这个是走向另外一个极端，这个也是不对的。
But this is to the other extreme, which is wrong as well.
那在这个关系里面又是有知识的。
Because in our relationship there is knowledge.
这个知识又包括理性的知识，也包括感性的知识。
And this knowledge is rational and emotional as well.
因为神造我们的时候是有理性的，也是有感性的。
Because when God created us, He created us with a rationality and with emotions.
所以有些关于神的知识，关于耶稣基督的知识，我们靠理性能够去理解。
So some knowledge of Jesus Christ, we can know it through our rational.
但有些知识的话，我们需要去靠感性才能够去把握。
But some we have to experience it through our emotions.
所以我们两个方面都要抓住，我们不能够偏向任何一个方面。
So we have to hold on both to knowledge and relationships.
我举一个例子。
I'll give an example.
我们每个人都知道，我们在每个人都知道，圣经上讲过，我们的神是掌权的主，对不对
？We all know that God is a God who is sovereign over all things in the Bible.
我们每个人都知道，就是说，若不是神允许，我们的头发一根也不会掉在地上。
And all of us know that if God does not allow, not even one strand of hair will fall from our head.
我们每个人都知道，神使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，对不对
？And so we all know that all things work for good for those whom God loves.
但是如果你没有经过试炼，如果你没有经过苦练，这些东西只是在你头脑里面的知识。
But if you have not experienced trials and sufferings, all this is just knowledge in your head.
当你在苦难当中的时候，当你在试炼当中的时候，你对这些 话的理解又是不一样的。
In suffering and temptations, your understanding of these words will be different.
当你在苦难当中的时候，你试着再去想的时候，你说神是掌权的主。
In your suffering, if you remember again that God is sovereign.
当你在苦难的时候，你是不是还能说神使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处？
In suffering, can you still say that all things work for good for those who love God?
当你在试炼当中，在苦难当中的时候，你是不是还是说耶和华的心是赐福的意念？
And in your trials and sufferings, can you still say that the Lord is good to bless us?
当你经过这些 suffer 的时候，你再回头看的时候，你对这些话的理解又是不一样。
And when you go through the sufferings and you look back to these words, your experience will be different.
所以我们最近在读约伯书，是不是？
And you know, recently we've been reading on the book of Job.
那约伯是一个义人。
And Job is a righteous man.
但是在最后的时候，约伯说：“从前我风闻有你，但是现在我亲身经历你。”
But towards the end, Job said, "I've heard you in the past, but now I've experienced you."
那约伯说这句话是什么意思？
What does Job mean?
说从前我风闻有你。
Why is it that I've only heard about you in the past?
约伯觉得我是一个义人，为什么让我受苦呢？
And Job said, "I'm a righteous man. Why do I suffer?"
我没有犯罪，为什么让我受苦呢？
I did not commit any sin. Why am I suffering?
神怎么回答约伯？
How did God reply to him?
神说约伯啊你是谁
And God said Job who are you
是你创造天是你创造地吗
Are you the creator of heavens and earth
我创造天地的时候你在哪里
When I created the heavens and earth where were you
我的意念岂是你能够理解的
Is my will can be understandable by you
人能够在岂能在耶和华面前自称为义吗
Can man call himself righteous before the Lord
所以很多时候在苦难当中的时候我们没有答案
So in suffering, many times we do not have answer.
因为神的旨意高过我们的旨意。
Because God's will is higher than ours.
因为神的道路高过我们的道路。
Because God's way is higher than ours.
我们不能够理解。
We cannot understand.
我真的不能够理解。
We really can't.
但是神的道路高过我们的道路。
But God's way is higher than ours.
只有你经过这个苦难的时候，你才知道。
And only through the suffering, then will you know.
只有你经过苦难的时候，你才真正知道神什么叫神的主权。
And through the suffering, that you can really know what is called God's sovereignty.
只有你经过苦难的时候，你才能够真正知道什么叫神使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And through the suffering, you can really understand what it means that all things works for good for those who love God.
所以在这个在苦难当中的时候，我们与神有这样的一个关系。
So in this suffering, we have our relationship with God.
所以这个生命之道，它不是。不仅仅是一种知识，它更是一种关系。
This eternal life is not just knowledge, but it is a relationship.
是我们与我们的救主耶稣基督之间的关系。
It is the knowledge, it is the relationship with our Lord Savior Jesus Christ.
那最后使徒在这里说，我写这封信的目的是什么？
And finally, the Apostle John said, "What is the purpose of me writing this epistle?"
使徒在这说，我写这封信的目的是为了让你们与我们相交，让你们与基督相交也好，让你们与天父相交。
And so he said, "I wrote this epistle so that you may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ."
相交是什么？相交就是联合，就是 union， 对不对？
This fellowship is union.
所以使徒在这里的意思就是说我写这封信的目的是让你们与我们联合与基督联合与天父上帝联合
So the Apostle John is saying the purpose of me writing is so that you can have union with us with the Father and with Christ
所以好让你们最终能够让你们的喜乐能够满足
And so that our joy may be complete
所以在这里使徒在这里说我写这封信有两个目的第一个目的是让你们与信徒相交让你们与基督相交与父相交
And so the first purpose is that you want to have communion with other believers with Father and with the Son
说在这里有三个相交
There's three fellowships here we're talking about
第一个是信徒相交
The first is fellowship with believers
第二个是与基督相交
And second fellowship with Christ
第三个是与天父上帝的相交
And third,
与神相交
with fellowship with God the Father
所以我们知道信徒相交它是一种方式它是一种 means 与信徒相交可以让带到一种让我们带到与基督相交
So fellowship with believers is a means that we can be united with Christ
OK 这张图出来 OK所以在罗马书里面说如果没有传道的又怎么能够听到呢如果没有听到又怎么能够信道呢对不对
And so in Romans, if those who are not, if they do not preach, how can they believe? If there's no belief, where would there be faith?
如果没有人向你传道，你怎么能够信道呢？
If nobody preached the gospel to you, how can you believe?
所以只有与信徒相交，只有信徒向你传道的时候，你才能够信道，你才能够与基督相交，对不对？
It's only when the believers preach the gospel to you that you can come to believe and have faith in the gospel.
所以信徒相交导致的一个结果，就是说它是一种方式，带到一个结果就是与基督的相交。
And so fellowship with believers is a means that brings us into fellowship with Christ.
但是与基督相交会让我们真正与信徒相交。
But with fellowship with Christ will bring us more united with the believers.
所以因为基督是葡萄树，我们都是枝子，所以我们这枝子接在这个葡萄树上的时候，我们与基督联合，对不对？
And because Jesus is the vine and we are the branches and where we abide in him, we're united to him.
所以当这枝子接在葡萄接在同一棵葡萄树上的时候，这个枝子彼此之间也联合了。
So when the branches united to the vine, they are united to one another.
所以当我们与基督相交，会带来我们真正的与信徒相交。
So our union with Christ will bring us true union with our brothers and sisters.
所以我们每一个信徒之间，我们与弟兄姐妹之间的关系，其实都是我们与基督之间的关系。
So all the relationship that we have with our brothers and sisters actually is the relationship of us with Christ.
所以今天你得罪弟兄姐妹的时候，你得罪的不仅是他，你得罪的是神。
So if you sin against your brothers and sisters, it's not just sinning against them, but against God.
所以你今天不愿意原谅弟兄姐妹的时候，你不仅仅是不愿意原谅你的弟兄姐妹，而且是你与神的关系出了问题。
If you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters, it's not just between you and him, but it's between you and God.
然后与基督相交又是个途径，让我们与神相交。
And fellowship with Christ is another means for us to have fellowship with the Father.
所以只有我们与基督相交，我们才能够与神相交。
Only when we are united with Christ that we can have fellowship with the Father.
同样与神相交也导致我们信徒真正的彼此之间的相交。
And similarly, when we are united with the Father, it brings greater fellowship between brothers and sisters.
所以这样的话，我们就在这里看到，我们就整个信徒就成为一体，对不对
？So over here we see that all the believers is one body.
所以这就是在圣经上为什么把基督比作是一个身体，我们都是他的肢体。
And that is why in the Bible it describes all the believers as the body of Christ.
因为什么在圣经上也把就是说所有的信徒都比作是一个圣殿，对不对
？And also the Bible describes the believers as a temple.
所以我们都是圣殿里面的一个石头，然后我们要彼此连接，最后要建造成这个圣殿。
That we are like stones in the temples, and when we are combined together, we will build this temple together.
是因为我们都是一体。
Because we are all one.
最后这样的相交。最后是相交带出了一个结果是什么？就是让我们的喜乐可以满足。
And so, what is the end of this fellowship? It brings out the joy, that the joy may be complete in us.
所以，让我们的喜乐可以满足。当我们与基督相交的时候，我们的喜乐可以满足。
So when we have fellowship with Christ, our joy may be complete.
当我们信徒之间彼此相交的时候，我们的喜乐可以满足。
When we have fellowship with our brothers and sisters, our joy may be complete.
当我们与基督相交的时候，有基督那个生命在我们的里面，所以我们基督会带给我们的平安，带给我们一个丰盛的生命，一个喜乐的生命。
And so when we are fellowship with Christ, He can bring us a fullness of life, and we can have a joyful life.
所以今天你在世上，你的任何的其他的东西没有办法可以带给你一个喜乐的生命。
And so everything in this world, nothing can bring you the satisfaction and the joy of your life.
你在世上的成就，你的钱财，你的财富没有办法带给你一个喜乐的生命。
The success and the wealth of this life will not bring you a joyful life.
为什么？如果你不与基督相交，你仍然活在那个创造主的震怒之下。
Why? Because you are not united to Christ, you are still living under the wrath of God.
如果你不在基督里面的时候，你是活在神的愤怒下面。
If you are not under, you're not in Christ, you're under the wrath of God.
当你活在神的震怒下面的时候，你怎么能够有一个喜乐的生命呢？
When you're under the wrath of God, how can you have a joyful life?
但今天你在美国，你是个美国的公民。当你活在奥巴马的震怒之下的时候。怎么样能够在美国做一个喜乐的公民？
If you are an American citizen today and you're under the wrath of Obama, how can you be a happy citizen?
今天你在公司里面工作，你在你老板的震怒下面的时候，你怎么样能够平安呢？
If you are in a company today and you're under the wrath of your boss, how can you be peaceful and joyful?
我们的神是创造天地的主。
Our God is the creator of heaven and earth.
是整个宇宙的主。
He is the creator of the universe.
当你活在他的震怒下面的时候，你怎么样能够平安？
If you are under his wrath, how can you be peaceful?
只有在基督里面，只有在基督里面的时候，你才能有个喜乐的生命。
It's only in Christ that we can have a joyful life.
才能有个丰盛的生命。
We can have a fullness of life.
同样与信徒相交也会带给我们一个喜乐丰盛的生命。
And similarly, a fellowship of believers can bring us this joy as well.
我们弟兄姐妹彼此之间，我们互相鼓励的时候，互相勉励的时候，我们 里面的喜乐可以满足。
Because when we encourage and exhort one another, our joy may be complete.
就像圣经里面所说，我们用诗歌、颂词、灵歌彼此对唱，口唱心和的赞美诗。
Just like what the Bible says, we are to sing psalms and songs and melody to one another.
所以我们的喜乐可以满足。
That our joy may be complete.
所以使徒约翰在这里给我们讲到，就是说讲这个生命之道。
And so Apostle John here teaches us about the word of life.
这生命之道不是一种知识。
It is not just mere knowledge.
而是我们与我们主耶稣基督的关系。
But it's the relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这生命之道是使徒亲眼看见，所亲耳亲见的，亲手摸过的。
This word of life is what the apostle have seen with his eyes, have looked upon, have heard and touched.
这生命之道是使徒约翰现在要传给他们的。
And this word of life is what Apostle John wants to testify to the believers.
使徒约翰把这生命之道传给这些信徒的目的是让他们能够与基督相交。
And the purpose of him testifying is that they can have fellowship with Christ.
与天父上帝相交。
To have fellowship with the Father.
让信徒之间彼此相交。
And to have fellowship with one another.
从而让他们可以有一个丰盛喜乐的生命。
So that they can have a full and joyful life.
所以我们今天这丰盛的喜乐的生命只有在基督里面我们才可以得到。
So today, our full and joyful life can only be found in Christ.
愿上帝祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
主啊，你有生命之道，我们还该从谁呢？
O Lord, you have the eternal life. Who shall we follow?
主啊，你就是那个生命。
You are the life.
主啊，你就是真理。
O Lord, you are the truth.
你就是道路。
And you are the way.
主啊，我们真的是感谢你，我们这不配的人，你这恩典却领导我们。
We give thanks to you that us unworthy sinners, you have given us this grace.
我们真的是感谢赞美你，让我们能够有这样的恩典，能够认识到这样，有这样的祝福，能够认识到生命之道。
We give thanks to you that we can have such blessings to come to know this word of life.
让我们能够与这生命之道有这样的关系。
That we can have this relationship with the word of life.
我们知道我们的先辈，我们他们寻求了一生。他们尽他们所有的力量来寻求，他们都没有寻求到。
We know that our forefathers were looking for eternal life with their whole life, but they didn't find it.
主啊，我们是何等的人，你却把这生命之道摆在我们的眼前。
And who are we, O Lord, but that you have given us this eternal life?
天父，我们真的是感谢赞美你，感谢你如此的爱我们。
O Lord, we give thanks and praise to you that you have loved us so much.
主啊，也让我们好好的珍惜主啊，你给我们的恩典。
And may we appreciate the grace that you have given to us.
主啊，也让我们能够以爱来回应。
And let us respond with love.
帮助我们
Help
us
to live a holy life.
主我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.